A ministry leader sits with a man named Elliot after church. Elliot says, I know I should be thankful, but I feel like my life is collapsing. My job is unstable. My marriage is tense. My prayers feel flat. I do not want cliches. That last sentence matters. I do not want cliches. Christian gratitude discernment must never become a cliche machine. When people are walking through hardship, gratitude must be honest. It must have room for lament, weakness, grief, confusion, and slow hope. The Bible does not pretend hardship is easy. Psalm 34:18 says, Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. Notice that God does not shame the brokenhearted. He comes near. Gratitude through hardship does not say, this is not painful. It says, God is near, even here. It does not say, I thank God for evil. It says, I thank God that evil, loss, depression, regret, and grief do not get the final word. Ministry Sciences observes that gratitude practices may support resilience, emotional regulation, and meaning-making. But Christian leaders must be careful. Gratitude is not a cure-all. It is not a replacement for counseling, medical care, crisis care, trauma care, or pastoral support. The gospel gives something deeper than coping. The gospel gives a crucified and risen Savior. Jesus knows suffering from the inside. He entered sorrow. He carried sin. He defeated death. Because of Jesus, Christian hope is not denial. It is resurrection hope. A leader might say to Elliot, I will not give you cliches. What feels heaviest right now? Then after listening, the leader might ask, would it be helpful to look for one small sign of God's mercy today without pretending this is easy? That is gratitude through hardship. What helps is humility. What harms is overpromising. Do not say, gratitude will fix this. Do say, gratitude may help you notice God's mercy while we also seek the support and wisdom you need. Sometimes the grace is small. A friend called. A meal arrived. A scripture stayed with you. You got out of bed. You told the truth. You asked for help. You did not give up. Christian gratitude discernment helps leaders walk with people in the valley and gently ask, where is one mercy of God today? Not to erase the valley, but to remember that the shepherd is there.